we haven't gotten to training camp yet, but do you, in your head, have an idea how the offense is going to look week one as far as balance and how you want to use everybody on your roster?
Not really yet. I mean, this time of year really was to, you know, we had an entire new language to install, and we threw everything at them, gave them a lot to have to deal with and worry about and think about. So until the pads go on and we get to training camp, I think some of those things will start to come into a little clearer picture.
What kind of offseason has Tyrod had for you?
I think very good. You know, he's in a new situation. He's got new coaches around him, a lot of new players, guys that have been here. Not an easy situation to come into. But I thought Tyrod has done a tremendous, tremendous job of kind of establishing himself as the leader of this offense. You know, his car's there every morning in a spot when I get here, and it's there when I'm leaving. So that's what you're looking for in the leader of the offense. I think he's done a great job of understanding the terminology, the concepts, all the different things. Like I said, we threw a lot at him, and through hard work, and he's more of a go by, you know, show what to do than a lot of talking. But really been impressed and encouraged with him.
Pretty stark difference in the stature of the quarterback you just came from coaching and the one you're coaching now. How much do you give that? You know, how much value do you think there is size? You know, the whole. They always draft the bigger guys, get more value assigned to them.
Like, what are you asking?
I'm just saying, like, do you give any credo to that belief?
Yeah, I mean, there's a prototypical size, but there's always outliers, and I think Tyrod's proven to be one of those. That's what this time of year is for, really getting a feel for what guys do, what they're most comfortable with, what they like, what they don't like. And it'll play a big part on really the next step for us.
Where does Mayfield in his development A and B in terms of playing a game?
He's made very good progress, but anytime you're a young quarterback coming into this league, especially a quarterback, you know, it's going to take time. You got a lot of different things you're dealing with at that position. For him, a guy that's been in gun 99% of the time. You know, in this division, I think you have to be under center some, whether it's running or play action. And those are some things he's really had to work hard at. But I'm happy we have training camp because, young quarterbacks need all the time they can get.
What question, positionally, specifically, do you think still have to be answered? I'm thinking maybe like at left tackle, but what do you think still has to be answered?
Well, I think we need a lot of answers, obviously. And like I said, I'm happy we have a training camp now to get to and put the pads on these guys and really see what we have, because you're only going to see so much in shorts, especially at those positions up front. But, I've been encouraged with the growth of Sean. We do have some Plan B, C, and potentially a D we don't even know about. But, those guys up front have really done a very good job developing, understanding the protection schemes, the blocking schemes, working together. Especially that frontline group, you've seen very good growth. But, we won't answer all the questions until we get the pads on and really see what we have.
You've got three running backs. What's your philosophy as far as, are you looking to use one as a primary and have the other two compete to be that second guy? Do you think that you've got enough footballs to share between all three of them?
Yeah, I'm not worried about footballs. I think that group's really has a chance to be a really good group. Even a couple of the younger guys that look like they have some ability. But, I don't really have a philosophy. I've done it both ways. We led the league in rushing in Kansas City, or really in a two-back, almost two-and-a-half-back system. In Pittsburgh, obviously, when Le'Veon Bell was playing, he was playing. That'll really be determined by those guys, what they're capable of handling on a down-in, down-out basis, and really who gives us the best chance to win. So yet to be determined would be the best answer.
Do you envision Baker Mayfield coming along enough in training camp to really nip at Tyrod's heels and really press him and push him?
Again, that's yet to be determined. He's got a long way to go. I would say it's clear Tyrod's the leader of this team, and that's a big component of that position also. You know, but what I will say is probably in my career, this is one of the best, if not the best, quarterback rooms in general that I've had. I mean, Drew Stanton doesn't get talked about a lot, but he's a guy with a lot of experience that, you know, I never was with, but having watched them through this phase of what we're doing, the OTAs, phase two, phase three, whatever they are, you know, he's still got some in the tank. He can throw the football. He's extremely smart. So the group in general is what I'm excited about. You know, I think it's a intelligent group with ability to throw the football and make plays with their legs, some of them. So, you know, when you have that, I think good things happen. You know, competition is created within the room, even though they're working hard together to help each other and get better as a group.
How do you see their interpersonal relationships evolving in that room?
Well, just what I said, if it's the strongest room I've been a part of, it's probably pretty good. You know, and that goes for coaches too. Coach MPZ, myself, you know, we're with these guys a bunch, and it's a exciting room to be a part of.
You've been associated with bigger and taller quarterbacks in your career. So what are the professional challenges now that Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield present to you in adjusting to them?
Finding out what they're really good at. Finding out what they're comfortable with. It's no different than any other position. You know, I said it early on here that I'm going to play to guys' strengths. So, you know, we're not going to try to make guys do things they're not comfortable with or just aren't able to do. So, you know, as we get into pads and start playing preseason games, I think some of that will be developed.
Todd, when you talk about the quarterback room and the strength of it, how much of that tone is set by the leader, in this case, it'd be Taylor?
Well, I think a lot. You know, you got guys that aren't real interested in helping other guys, you know, through the years, and you got guys that are interested in helping. And he's interested in this team being as good as it possibly can be. He obviously wants to be the quarterback, and he's working his butt off to do that from a on-the-field standpoint. But off the field, he's a great character. Really... you know, I knew him just from watching him on tape and evaluating him that way. You don't get to know the ins and outs of a guy. And this guy's a unique teammate and one that I'm very excited about.
A couple more. The other day, Josh Gordon said that he feels the Browns have some of the, maybe the best receiving core in the National Football League. What are your thoughts on the receiving core you have?
I'm a big go-by-what-I-see guy. He can have an opinion, and I'm happy he does, but... you know, I think that remains to be seen. You know, we got some potential. I know that, but we got a lot of work to do in all areas, that group included.
How about Corey Coleman specifically? What have you seen from him?
I think he's been out here working. You know, I've seen him every day. He understands this is a big, big year in his career. Year three is usually the make or break year of what kind of you're going to be. And, I've made that clear to him. He understands it, and he's working hard accordingly to try to be the best that he can be.
Scott, there was a period of time when the Steelers went from being a defensive team to an offensive team. I don't know if it was with Ben's arrival or your arrival or what, but your philosophy on how many points you need to be in the thick of things in this league?
I think as many as you need. You know, I've been a lot of different places where we've had a top defense. And usually, when you have a top defense, you got to play can afford to play a little more conservatively. When you don't have a top defense, or you have a defense that's struggling to stop the opponent, you better score a bunch of points. So really, in Chicago, I was a receiver coach. We won 13 games. We had one of the top defenses there was, and we played accordingly, and we were able to score enough points to win 13. So. Again, all that's kind of big picture feel related. You know, we got to see what we have as an entire team.
Todd, one more here. Considering that you have coached at least one Hall of Famer and then a future Hall of Famer. It's a pretty strong statement to say that this is the strongest quarterback room that you've been a part of. So do you mean more so from a working together standpoint than from a talent standpoint, or what do you mean?
A little bit of both, but when I talk about the room, I talk about the makeup of the group. You know, there's so many variables and things in this in football where you're together every single day for so many months in a row the makeup of the room, each room is very, very critical, you know, and there's a balance in most rooms of veterans and young guys, and when you have strong leadership in a group, it's usually a good sign for everybody involved.